T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to get some people some cash, Marcus. That's what we do here. 9K a day.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. I just said that. Beard. Some of us are showing a little gray in our beards. Just saying.
Why are you talking about my mama, Sarah?
Beard. B-E-A-R-D. That is this hour's code word. Text BEARD to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you get a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000 like Kelly did yesterday.
She's from Kelly from San Ramon.
From San Ramon?
Won at this time yesterday.
Yeah. We need more winners. Winners. I want to win all 9 times today. So please, pick up your damn phone. Plug in the 72881 number and put in beard. We'll give you another code word next hour. That's all I asked for. I
right,
just want them. Oh, shoot. I forgot to do my...
Your tag?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Okay. That'd be good.
Yeah. We'll slip the other one in somewhere
See,
else.
We have two gals from the sales department.
Yeah, by the way, hi, sales department. I just screwed up. Your sales thing that you were doing over there.
That thing you just sold? Yeah. She messed it up again.
Krista and Chelsea, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to Alice, where we'll ruin everything for you. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community.
Oh.
I know.
Holla.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 inductees are...
Let's hear who we're going to complain about this year.
You know what? Actually, maybe I should... Can you tell me who was on the ballot, and let's see if Marcus can pick out who, or did you already hear this?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
This will be fun. Yeah.
There were a lot of people on there. The ones I wanted didn't make it in. Like, I think, I won't say it because I'm going to see if you can figure it out.
Let's do it.
All right. This year's nominees are?
Right. Hold on.
I'm just, hoping, hopeful.
You're just pulling up nominees, right, Brent?
If we didn't talk so much during the break, we could have actually talked about what we were doing.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the heads up, guys. All right, I'm ready for you now.
It never stops in here. All right, here we go. He's going to tell you the name, and you're going to say yes or no they made it in.
I'm looking at the list of nominees.
Pat Benatar. Dave Matthews Band.
Pat Benatar, yes or no?
Yes or no. Pat Benatar, I'm going to say no.
That is correct. Ooh, she did not make it in. Good.
Dave Matthews Band.
Absolutely not.
That's right. They did not make
Depeche
it in.
Mode.
Yes.
That is correct. Depeche Mode has made it into the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. Love those dudes.
Whitney Houston.
Wait, you skipped one.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Hold on. I'm just pulling songs up.
Oh.
He's doing songs and reading you.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You
nice.
Are.
All right, let me go back.
Four to nothing. You're winning. You haven't gotten one wrong yet.
The Doobie Brothers.
They're not in already? I would say yes.
They made it in. You are 5 for 5.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wrong one.
Wait a minute. Hey, quick question. Well, how many made it in?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So one more of the last ones left made it.
Okay.
No. 3 more of the last ones left.
Oh, okay. 3 more made it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got so far. You got the Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, and Whitney Houston. Correct.
Okay. 3 more in.
Judas Priest.
Breaking the law.
No.
That is correct. Six for six.
You
heard this.
I haven't heard a thing. I'm honestly trying to think about who they would put in.
Kraftwerk.
You can play some Kraftwerk?
Yeah, sure.
Tour de France. That was a huge Kraftwerk song.
Did Kraftwerk make it in?
Who's left? Who's left?
Let me just.
Yes.
Okay. They did not. You've gotten your first one wrong. You got your first one wrong. That's okay.
There
listen,
we go.
You were
Kraftwerk.
6 for 6, for God's sake. Kraftwerk did not make it.
Here's his request, though. We got to play his request.
Tour de France. Oh, yeah. I'm biking down the street in France. It's lovely here. I love it. Look out. Here's a curve.
And then here's his other requester.
Good Lord.
Oh, all right. All right. Go back to the list now.
Back to the list.
Jokester.
All right. We have MC5.
No.
Oh, that is correct. MC5 did not make it in.
Oh, nice. Motorhead.
Oh, no. Motorhead did not make it in. That is correct. He's killing it.
I think he's cheating.
I think so, too.
I'm not.
He's 8 for 9. 8 out of 9 right. Okay, go ahead. Next.
All right. Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. That's a tough one. Yeah, they're pretty great.
No.
I'm sorry. They did make it.
Nice.
Nine Inch Nails is in.
Nice.
Here's a big one. As in big, the Notorious B.I.G.
Oh.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you go. There.
Rufus.
Only one left.
Shaka Khan.
Oh, Shaka Khan, the miraculous Shaka Khan.
There's only, so there's out of these last ones, there's one left. Okay. Shaka Khan, yes. Rufus, no.
Good.
No.
Yeah, they did not make it in.
Nice.
That's a good one. Okay, there's only one left that you haven't guessed.
Shoot.
So how many nominees
there
are left?
There are four left here.
One of those. So say all four and have them pick the one
all
that
right,
made
Todd
it
Todd Rundgren.
Nah.
Soundgarden.
No.
T-Rex and Thin Lizzy. You get to choose.
Oh, wait.
Ooh. Oh, snap.
There's no Todd, nah. And no Soundgarden for sure. T-Rex made it.
T-Rex made it.
Look at your boy.
This guy is cheating, man.
He got two wrong out of all. That was actually amazing. Good. If he
there's
wasn't cheating.
There's $5 for you in
yeah,
that
there's
cup.
There's $5 in the cup. That's your $5.
Man's gonna come back like, you take the money.
Your inductees this year are Depeche Mode,
nice.
The Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex.
Nice.
That was incredible.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Nice. I had no idea that information was made available today. No.
Yeah, this morning I heard it on my way in.
No
I went,
idea.
Oh my God. That was my reaction.
I like those things. That's fun.
Yeah. Let's see. Four of the inductees this year were on the ballot for the first time. This is the first time the Doobie Brothers were on the ballot.
The Doobie Brothers!
I was like, wait a minute. They were already in?
1,000 years later. Hello. Yeah, actually... We should congratulate Tom Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
You just had him on.
I'll text him right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Giant congrats from everyone on the Alice Morning Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Crank it up. Without love. I will say this. I had the honor of performing this song with him.
Nice.
He came in here and he let me do the harmonies on it.
Oh, that's hella cool.
It was awesome.
What about the Michael McDonald Doobies?
He's he's coming back.
That is a solid Michael McDonald impersonation. Keep going. Oh my God. I actually, no offense to the Doobie Brothers. They have even some great songs with him. I love
all of them.
I do not love his voice.
But it fits.
The good thing is you don't have to really know the words. So believe it or not, this is the first year they were nominated.
That's wild.
It's unbelievable, but they made it in.
Somebody was sleeping.
Whitney Houston, this was the first time she was, I don't know if this was when she was eligible, because she was around since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But this was her first year.
When she died? Was that 2013?
Oh, was it that long ago?
It was a while ago. Notorious B.I.G., this is his first time on the ballot, and T-Rex, first time on the ballot. I will say this, if you come down to T-Rex and Thin Lizzy all the flipping way. But I'm a huge, I like T-Rex, whatever. Are T-Rex the Bang a Gong guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no thanks. I could care less about that song. Thin Lizzy, though, I put that record on.
What is that? Boys are back in town.
Yeah, Boys are back. But that's just one of the songs.
Right.
Like that's the one everyone
knows. I only
knows,
know
a
couple.
Know?
I think
people know Jailbreak.
Want to be
but
wild.
The cowboy song. No, that's not them.
Oh, that's not them.
No. cowboy song. This is the one. This is the boys are back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is my. I say whenever we laugh, we fell about the place. Turn it up. Crank that up. She was red hot. I mean, that was crazy.
Country fried rock.
Well, that chick got up and slapped Johnny's face.
Man, we just fell about the place.
That chick didn't.
Oh, forget her. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
There is a petition going right now. Let me ask how you guys feel about this. Oh, this is my song. This is a cowboy song. This song, the kick in to the solo on this, to the guitar solo on this song, is the best one. It's like three quarters of the way through the song.
Yeah. Right, so you want the lead up to
this
it?
This is it. Turn this up. So just when you think it's going to kick in, it doesn't. I'll tell you the rest of the story. It takes a little while. So just keep that cranked.
You going to talk over it or what?
Yeah, I'll talk right over it.
All right.
Listen to this part. My fingers. Up and down. What's he doing? I don't understand.
Playing the guitar.
That must be it. Sure. All right, so now we start. We have just like a little, just like happy. We're sitting around the campfire. It's a cowboy song. Is it going to kick in here? Let's find out if it kicks in here. Let's see if it. Nope, not yet.
Wait for it.
It's not kicking in yet. You just have to wait for it. Just let me go, amigo. Riding in the rodeo. Oh, this part again. Oh. Huh.
What's going to happen here, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. Marcus, what do you think?
Is it gonna
I don't know.
Yes or no? Is it going to kick in here? Keep it cranked.
I don't think it's going to kick in here, Sarah.
All right, let's find out if you're right.
I think he's going to fool us.
Come on! That's a kickoff to a solo right there. Oh. Woo! Thin Lizzy for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame! Screw you, T-Rex! Bang a gong.
That is badass.
I got your bang a gong right here. Roll me over and turn me around. Let me keep running when I hit the ground. All right.
You feeling good now?
I mean, you look like you've had a great night, Sarah. Over and set me free. A cowboy's life is the life for me. Oh, I'm going to go home and put that freaking record on today. God, so good.
That felt good, didn't it?
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I actually broke a sweat. Yeah. Is it kind of hot in here anyway?
No, it's actually perfect
it's pretty
right now.
Cold.
Turn it down a little
Take
bit.
It off. Let's see what you got.
I got a new shirt on. It's a little too
I know.
Tight.
Let me see it.
It's too tight.
Is it short sleeve or long sleeve?
It's just long.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you can have it.
Did you get that at the Gap?
Yeah.
I think I have the same shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Twinsies!
Yeah.
Let's coordinate a day to wear it. It's going to be the last time I wear it. It's too tight. I wore it today because I'm like, all right. It's already on.
If you wear it again,
I don't put
easy.
It in the dryer when I wash it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not going to take off your jacket, though. What's the point?
Because I'm like, I look awful in this
So I'm saying you're coordinating a day to wear it with Yeezy, but you're going to keep your
turn
thing
Turn down
off.
The thing and I'll take off my jacket. Turn it down colder and I'll take off my jacket.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
That doesn't make
something.
Any sense at all.
Really? You sure?
I made a mistake.
Oh, what did you? Oh, no. Did we do the wrong word?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So the word
We're
is.
We're going to start over. Listen, everyone. This is a new word. Forget the other word. I'm not even going to say it again. Don't text that. We're making this. Don't worry.
Underdog.
Oh, underdog. You
underdog.
Remember the underdog cartoon?
Yeah. Yep. Here I come to. See, oh, no. Oh, was that Mighty Mouse?
Oh, no, that is Mighty Mouse.
That is Mighty Mouse. Yeah. Okay, I forgot.
Underdog.
Underdog.
Speed of lightning.
Yeah. So it's all one word? U-N-D-E-R-D-O-G. Underdog is this hour's code word. We mistakenly gave you the wrong code word. If you're not still listening, you're screwed. But if you are still listening, just retext it. 72881.
Oh. Underdog. Underdog. Underdog.
Seed of lightning.
Oh. Roar of thunder. Underdog.
Those are a bunch of dorks.
Listen, thank you.
We're just older than you, that's all. And not by that much
Speed
anymore.
Speed of lightning.
Roar of thunder.
This hour's code word is Thunderdog, despite what we told you a
not
few minutes ago.
Underdog, not Thunderdog.
Not Thunderdog.
No, sorry, it's not Thunderdog.
Listen,
this is your fault, not my fault. It is my fault. I'm taking credit for it.
It's not Thunderdog, and it's not that other word we told you. It's Underdog.
I won't tell you what day that other word is for.
Yeah, totally. Let me guess, tomorrow? Okay, things are, you know.
Sarah took off her jacket, everyone.
Yes, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh, great, we screwed up the contest. I just totally rocked out on air guitar to Thin Lizzy. I can't believe T-Rex got into the Rock Hall of Fame. It's a travesty. Anywho, Marcus Osborne is sitting in this morning. Vinny would have never let this happen. Things would have been completely normal. And
sorry, Vin.
It's Marcus's fault.
Sorry we ruined your show, Vin. Okay. You guys, let's be serious. This is a very serious morning show. Bren. All right. Enjoy our professional unprofessionality. Professionally unprofessional. There is a petition to get the original MTV VJs inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really? Like Martha Quinn?
Yeah, the whole lineup. Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, uh-huh. Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn, and J.J. Jackson.
Wow. I'm with that.
I feel like MTV had a big enough impact that even though they wouldn't be, obviously they wouldn't be inducted as performers, but they, you know, just
contributors.
As a chunk. Like in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you'd expect to walk down that hall.
Sure.
Because I assume that's what it looks like, just a hall, you know, with all these pictures.
Plaques everywhere.
Right, just plaques. Like, they, you know, why not the original lineup of
I
VJs?
I think that makes complete sense. They're incredible contributors.
If you agree, change.org. It had about 3,500 signatures the last time I looked at it, but it was just started by a fan. It's unclear if the Rock Hall would even address it, no matter how viral it goes. But if you agree that they should be in... head to change.org and look for original MTV VJs.
It'll become so big they'll have to.
Oh, it's cold in here. At the Grammys, Aerosmith is going to perform with Run DMC.
Fun.
Remember they redid Walk This Way, right?
Yeah, it was so good, too. Is
that a big deal to people, or what's the deal?
I guess so. It was sort of a crossover. Thing. You know, like Aerosmith had a big hit with Walk This Way, and it was kind of a rap song.
Yeah.
You know,
it's curious to me that they would be doing that since they've done that a gazillion times. It's not like we haven't seen Aerosmith and Run DMC perform that song together a bunch of times.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen it since the video.
The video was so fun.
When they crushed through the wall. I don't watch a lot of TV.
They performed that song together multiple times.
Oh. Well, I'm willing to see it again.
So I'm wondering if there's something else behind it because there's no novelty to really seeing Aerosmith and Run DMC. Perform Walk This Way together.
I guess, you know, look, we'll throw anything we can at the side of this barn to try and get people to watch the Grammys. Aerosmith is going to do a medley that spans their whole career, and Run DMC is going to jump in for Walk This Way.
Ah, okay.
They re-recorded that in 1986. You might recall in the heyday of MTV, you couldn't get away from that video. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then they're saying here, Walk This Way was huge in two ways. It raised the profile of rap music, and it also brought Aerosmith back in a major way after falling off for a few years. How do you feel about that? Aerosmith helped make rap music happen.
That might be a bit of a stretch, but I mean, that song itself was significant in, sort of creating more exposure for hip hop music.
Sure.
But it was already on
but
the
But MTV
upper
was already
anyway.
There. Yo, MTV Raps.
Was that out in 86?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. Maybe Aerosmith spawned that. Thank you, Aerosmith, for bringing us rap music.
They did not.
Other Grammy performers. Are you sure? Other Grammy.
Fairly certain.
I don't know. Check your history books, man. Other Grammy performers include Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Thigh Clap, a duet between Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Ariana Grande, and Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Some big names.
In the Grammy Hall of Fame, Public Enemy.
Yes.
Neil Diamond.
Okay.
And more have been inducted. This is not the band. These are songs or entire albums. I'll give you a couple of these.
I like this kind of stuff.
Machito, Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite, just got inducted. What?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't know that one.
Let's see.
Probably
the
should.
King Cole Trio. Is that a Nat King Cole thing? I can't think of too many other King Coles.
Yes. Yes.
So he was originally the King Cole Trio?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Something from that band is being... Capital presents the King Cole Trio. Oh, let's hear this. Yeah, let's hear some singing. Oh, that's some nice piano tickling. Oh. So old-timey.
I know. I love
it. Listen to that bass.
Boom, boom, boom.
That piano is delightful. Clouds, Joni Mitchell's record. Let's see. Anybody else? The Allman Brothers Band, Eat a Peach.
Huh.
Frampton Comes Alive is just now getting into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That's a bit of a surprise.
Uh-huh. Let's see. There's a Bo Diddley record going in.
All Bo Diddley records should be.
Public Enemies, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Greatest hip-hop album of all time.
Let's see. Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard have a record in there. Devo, Are We Not Men?
Oh, nice.
We Are Devo. Sweet Caroline, just the single from Neil Diamond. Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, the single.
Sweet Caroline is just not going in.
No, it's in.
Oh, okay.
These ones are inducted.
Okay.
This is just the album and probably
okay.
Sales and maybe all of these people won Grammys. There's 25 of them, though, so... You know, go seek that out on your own if that's important to you. And by the way, just to end the celebrity trash for today, congratulations to, spoiler alert, this is who won the greatest of all time Jeopardy four-night challenge. Spoiler alert, congratulations to Ken Jennings.
Oh,
he won three, James Holzhauer won one, and that Brad Rutter guy was also there. Ken gets $1 million, and each of the other two get $250,000.
Oh, they get money too.
Yeah, they both get a nice size check.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
Everybody's decent getting check. Paid.
How's Alex looking? Has anyone seen? Because I think those are happening in real time, aren't they?
I think so.
Alex looks okay, doesn't he?
Just last week, he was not looking okay.
Really?
First time that I've ever thought, uh-oh.
It's showing.
Yeah.
Your pancreatic cancer. I try to send, good thoughts out into the universe for him.
I'd stop if I were him.
Well, and Vinny said the same thing, but you know what? Sometimes people's work is their thing.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I totally get it.
He doesn't want to be at home thinking, great, now all I have to think about is my
right,
cancer.
Right, just stay busy.
I'm thinking more of, wow, I'm spending 11 hours a day here, and I don't know how much time I have left. I'd much rather be hanging out with my family and friends.
I totally get it. I get it, too.
Yeah.
I get it, but,
maybe he didn't like his family and friends that
well,
much.
Well, that is always a possibility. My man's like, whew, thank God.
Yeah, whoa, this is just, I spend half my time at the hospital, half the time on the set. Sorry, I just don't have time for you people anymore.
I don't like your cooking anyway.
He's the one guy who's on his deathbed going, I wish I worked more.
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.